Blackstone presents My Days of Dark Green Euphoria, a novel by A.E. Copenhaver. This book is read by Erica Sullivan. For my sisters, Roxanne and Caitlin. 1. In the same way some people look out over a rolling green field, feel the powerful lightness of limitless possibilities, I look out over the same field and wonder how many have writhed in pain across its sweeping bounds. A deer mutilated by a roaring vehicle, her leg swinging from the stifle, a soldier hit with shrapnel, his gastrocnemius is shredded, or another contemplating the contents of her entrails in her hands, like a mystic deciphering tea leaves. It's almost a talent to read the subtext of the world, to look into a forest and see it raised, to see a gleaming new piece of technology and flash to its end, a grimy child in a war-torn region combing with bloodied fingers through heaps of once shining electronics, disemboweling motherboards for precious metals. We were trained to see this, groomed to understand production, quantify its purpose and its damage, righteously eschew it, and then organize strategic initiatives to educate, inspire, and enact change in our communities. As if this unseasonable warmth, this incongruous cold, the desperate fires, the depraved droughts, were little more than difficult yoga poses we need to hold just a moment longer. But first, we must acknowledge the problem, they say. Turns out my whole life to date has been an acknowledgement of every problem, it seems. As if our society said, we need someone who can bear witness to everything so the rest of us don't have to. And my soul, spastically waving its hand, volunteered. So my martyred consciousness landed in San Francisco, California, where I stood along the darkened hypotenuse of the bathroom door shadow, spying on my boyfriend, Danielson James, Dan. He was shirtless in boxers, squeezing whiteheads around the edges of his nose, and then he started to examine his back. He leaned his weight against the rim of the sink, slumped his shoulders to fit into the mirror. As I watched Dan, a small black house spider skittered across the mirror. Dan pulled away in surprise and then moved closer. My breath caught in my throat. The spider stopped as if to consider her options. Initially, I thought Dan would call me in to rescue the spider with a glass jar and an old bank statement. Then I grew nervous Dan would act against how I exactly hoped he would act.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?